So it was no small matter for Africa to boycott the World Cup. However, this was a time when African pride in its decision making was at an all-time high as decolonization swept through the continent.
We realize that only when this principle of one man, one vote is adopted throughout the length and breadth of the continent of Africa can the misery and oppression which prevail in many parts of this continent come to an end. It is our aim to strive with all our might to bring this about.
And the most striking of all the impressions that I have formed is of the strength of this African national consciousness. The wind of change is blowing through this continent. And whether we like it or not, this growth of national consciousness is a political fact.
If you talk to some of the pioneers, including Dr. Halim of Sudan, he locates the football argument in the broader post-colonial move into independence story. That is, FIFA is quite as important as the United Nations in order to be recognised as a world body.
Ghana's founding father, Kwame Nkrumah, British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan, and lastly, Alan Tomlinson, a football historian who's written four books on FIFA.